Blog Talk Radio.
Time, I always like jump in my chair. Well, even when I play it, I hit the play button and I jump.
She did too. It was hilarious the other day. I thought I was gonna die. It was great.
Well, see, now I have to explain the significance of why it's so hilarious. You know who Leroy is, but the thing that's eating him is one of the characters, I'm assuming, from Left 4 Dead. One of the, it sounds to me like the tank. Isn't that the one that sounds like that? That boom, and then he starts hitting in the face. Yeah. So that's what I'm picturing in my head, that Leroy is getting slammed to the ground for running in too early by the tank. I think it's hilarious. Anyway.
You worry me sometimes. All right.
I'm a gamer. Whatever.
Whatever. It is September 1st, 2011, almost my birthday. Okay. September 1st, 2011, it's about that time for Gamer Girls Radio. It's the Thursday night show. I'm kind of weirded out because I did two morning shows, which I'm not used to. So I'm kind of having to switch gears. Be like, I can say fuck on this show.
You can. We can talk about lactating fire on this show.
You know what?
No more lactating fire. No more lactating
fire. I have to.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I need to give out the number in case anyone wants to, what? Oh, gee. Let me go, what? What is Jay Duke talking about?
He is drinking Jim Beam and ginger ale, apparently. But he's calling it Ginger. Ginger, you got a new drink named after you.
Yay!
We're going to call it the Ginger. All right. So the phone number, if you actually want to call in and talk with us, is 347-215-7977. Let me go ahead and do it again for you. 347-215-7977. 7977. I'm Snow White. Mm-hmm. And then back in the hizzle, we have Corey / Gaming, who has been sailing. So good to have you back, ma'am. Apparently, she's
beautiful.
Not all back yet.
That was my smoker cough from this.
That was kind of nasty, actually. You might
I
want to wipe your microphone off.
Yeah, let me go ahead. There you go.
And unfortunately now Ben is under the weather, so he's taking a break. And then we have Miss Ginger up in the hizzle too. Hey, ma'am.
Hey,
at
what's
night.
Up, Snow?
She can cuss now.
Yeah, I know.
Yay, I can cuss.
And I have a banana.
It's during the day show. It is not my fault.
Really? Yeah, I already heard y'all were bad.
She totally cussed. It wasn't this time.
I did not.
Y'all are lucky that I was swigging the NyQuil. Right.
She is telling stories. I did not.
Totally did.
I was all reaching for my earbuds going, let me hear what they're doing, because my phone kept going ding, and I was reading the message. Well, it's lactating fire. Is it the NyQuil, or am I really seeing the words lactating fire?
I had to rub my nipples on that one. That kind of hurt.
No.
Don't
do that. Yes. You said I have a banana in my mouth. Don't do that.
I got peanuts in my mouth.
So one's got a banana, the other's got nuts. Awesome.
The twig and berries.
That's so hot.
Thank you very much, Jay Dude.
Thank goodness it's nighttime. We'll be in trouble.
We're already going to be in trouble because I'm just going to be like, every time I'm gone.
I watched a video where it didn't happen. Jay, no way. Damon.
Okay. We need to get to the meat and the potatoes.
Oh my God. We got a banana and nuts, twig and berries, and now meat and potatoes.
Okay. Do the meat and the potatoes. All right.
We're out of hand. We're out of hand. It's awesome.
6 minutes into the show already.
New record.
Okay. I'm trying to swallow. So look here. I think I still have NyQuil in my system. I'm a little too raw even for myself. I'll point my finger at myself like, stop it. What? Stop.
I don't like moths.
What?
A moth just flew past me and that's drinking ice cream. Like,
you know, I just stress the fact that my system is inundated still. When you say things like that, I'm wondering if I heard it for real or did I imagine it?
No, it was me screaming like a little girl.
See, I was telling her this morning, Snow, that I was killing imaginary bugs for 15 minutes in the bathroom yesterday before I realized there was no bug on the wall. So I need for you all to clarify when you say things that have nothing to do with this shit.
That ain't good, man. I'm just saying.
That is the only thing on God's Green Earth that I have a drunk reaction to. That's it. Some NyQuil.
I'm bringing like a large bottle of NyQuil.
You have to give me a lot of it, though, before I get to that point where I'm killing bugs in the wall.
So we got some game stuff going on.
Yeah, we do. Ginger found some interesting juicy tidbits right before the show. What were you telling us about the PlayStation? What did you say?
Yeah, actually, Politics has a story that came up, I guess, after we got off air this afternoon. But there's a new rumor going around that in 18 months, we're going to see a PS4.
What?
Apparently, this story started on Bitmob, and it contends that we could see a PlayStation 4, Sony plans on calling it, 18 months. Apparently, it looks like they are citing an anonymous source who claims to be privy to information about a recent high-level meeting at Sony. Whether or not this is true, because, you know,
up.
Around PM.
Yeah, we're all breaking up, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all were to me, too. I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Let's check our meter on the. Oh, they took it away. Those bitches.
Those dirty bitches.
They don't want us to know when they're messing with us. You know what? Wait a minute. Where's my live support?
Corey.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
My sim wants to go study with yours. Can you get on and tell her it's okay?
You were already dating. Didn't you woohoo her?
No.
A woohoo?
That's sex. Sim for sex.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't yet, but I'm planning on it. Can you just get on there and say that, you know?
I'll do it after the show because I'm having issues being super Corey this evening. I did explain to you about the NyQuil.
Yes, okay, fine.
I focus on two things. Two, not six. I'm down four objects.
Corey, can we go woohoo?
Sure, let's all woohoo together.
Woohoo!
I think we just made every guy's fantasy come true right there.
Hello, Paladin. Where the hell have you been?
This is a new name. Do y'all know Paladin?
Yes, I do know Texas Paladin. He comes by every once in a blue moon.
I remember him, I think.
You don't call, you don't write after that time in the hot tub.
Is he hot?
I don't know, but we were in a hot tub, so I guess he was.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, so what about that PS4? We totally got off topic again.
Yeah, what happened?
All right, well, that's pretty much just it. Apparently, there's been about a 10-year life cycle of the PS2, and now it's the PS3. So I guess maybe in 18 months, we'll see a PS4, whether or not it's true. But now we both heard rumblings around E3 that there was going to be new Xbox 360 that everybody was calling the Xbox 720. Maybe we'll see a PS4.
What is the deal with these names? Okay, I understood the 360, you know, Revolution, you know, yeah. What is the 720? Is it having the PI, 720 PI? What?
I don't know. I'm going to go with fanboys being geeks.
Yeah, I'll go with that, too.
Yeah. Oh, did you go over to Bitmob and see the controller that they're proposing?
Oh, no, but
oh,
I'm going to go now.
I'm going to post that in our chat room because by the time they hear it, the link.
Holy
Now that's the controller. Does it vibrate and does it come with
you know, more amusing about that is I was talking to somebody in a game earlier. We were talking about swimming in the Gulf of Texas, and I told him, you don't do that unless you want to grow, you know, an extra appendage. Sounds like, you know, growing an extra digit or two on either hand wouldn't be bad. You know, maybe that would make it better for gaming. But a whole extra appendage, you'd need that controller.
Yeah, you would. And I would like to say I swam in the Gulf once, and my legs got cut up, and I still have no idea how that happened. I was just standing there.
See, the guy did not believe me. I told him we do not swim in the Gulf.
Believe it or not, the water in L.A. is worse than the Gulf. And they have a sign up telling you don't go in it, so you know it's bad.
Yeah, he was from South California. He was trying to tell me that. And I was like, do you have the beach? You don't even want to walk on the beaches here. No.
See, L.A. is all for show. In case you guys didn't know, have you ever noticed they never show the ground in L.A.? I've said this on shows before. When you're watching TV shows, they rarely show the ground. It's because it's trash, mm-hmm. like ankle deep. I'm not joking. And when you show people at the beach, you never see them in the water. You see them walking alongside the water. Have you not noticed this yet?
No.
Pay attention. It's all for show.
See, I don't watch TV, though.
So. I don't either.
Yes. Talon says he likes the name Next Box. I think I would like that better, too.
That wouldn't be bad. That'd be kind of cool.
I was fine with it just being the regular Xbox. Just give it numbers. Like DS is doing. I'm getting confused. We got cubes and Wii's and Wii U's and DSi's.
I always want to say that when I hear that name.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying when they first. You want to touch my Wii? Ooh, Wii Wii.
I think I said that on air last week. Wii Wii.
Yes, Wii Wii again.
I'm talking about the Wii U, I'm talking about the Wii Wii. Oh my God, I thought I was.
You know, I don't know what kind of jack wagon thing you have going on here. But...
Hello?
I'm trying to cough here.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll start. I'm London. Core actually posted a link in the chat room about a hot topic the Blaster gave us earlier.
No, that was the controller that I posted in the chat room.
No, it wasn't. You posted the wrong thing.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you posted the wrong thing.
Crack is a beautiful thing.
Anyway, so she'll be posting the link for the controller soon. But the one that she actually did post in the chat room is a hot topic brought up by Blaster himself. So, yeah, Blaster, we're giving you some props. But if you're in the chat room, take a gander at the link. It actually does have a video on there, so you can listen to that. Oh, and Ginger just popped the right one in there.
See, I'm all slow. Oh, I'm out of order. I'm going to sit and be quiet.
We're going to have to ask you not to post anything anymore.
I'm drinking coffee, and in the next 2 years...
All right, so the link that Corey posted up the first time was for are we ready for our topic? Yeah, gosh.
Let's move on to the topic, and then if we have time, we'll come back to the controller. Let's get on roll. I'm the only one who is not sick or on drugs, so.
I'm not on drugs.
You're sick, though.
That's a sir.
I'm feeling better than I was.
All right, so the topic that we're looking at today is a character from Deus Ex. Her name is Letitia, or Letitia, however you want to pronounce it. And she is just, you know, she's supposed to be, I guess, a lower class demographic. She's a street urchin. She digs through trash and everything. But when she speaks, it's like a throwback to the 20s or the 40s or whatever.
That
she literally
is runaway slave.
Yeah, exactly. That you will get us in trouble. Massa gonna come with a fist. That's what it
is. Just say Massa. I'm done with you for the rest of
I'm telling you, that's what it sounds like to me. To me, in the back of my mind, I have like this is so bad. Like in Gone with the Wind, the slave running around.
Yes.
With the do-rag on her head and everything. That's what I picture in my head when I heard her voice. It's totally not be in Detroit.
Yes, that's the other part.
Sorry,
it's in Detroit. The regional dialect is even wrong. Even if you were saying it's in the future, it's completely wrong.
You know, I live in Atlanta, okay? And I haven't heard one person talk like that. Not one.
Here's what I have been, you know, when I took a little spin around some forums, like I went over to the Escapist forum to read some of the comments, and some people are saying, oh, I hear people today. No, you hear people that are so ghetto, and they're speaking, yeah, they're a little ghetto, but this is beyond ghetto. Wow. Hey, Corey, do that again.
She had to sing it. She had to sing
that
it.
That's Kelly Rowland's song. That's a real song, you guys. And it's called So Ghetto. But, yes, you hear that every day. But this is really, as Snow was saying, a throwback to Gone with the Wind. I thought I was watching Star Wars. I said, who let Jar Jar Binks out? And who let him out again? Why is he in my game now? Why? Well, he's not in my game, but you know.
We're going to have to ask you to keep Jar Jar away from us. Okay.
So.
Him and his tongue. Wait.
Now, I have a question to ask. I have two questions to ask, actually. What drag queen did you all drag up?
Oh, my God. Did she go there?
Yes, I did. Because this is not a woman's voice. As a trained, a classically trained vocalist. From way back when, as I was telling the girls before the show, there's very few times I've run across a transsexual or a man drag queen who is pretending to be a woman that I cannot hear something in their voice that tells me they are a man or they were once a man. I don't care how high-pitched their voice is. Something about the voice doesn't sound like a woman's voice. Our voices sound...
It's the timber of the voice.
Yeah, I can't explain to you what it is that I hear. Kind of like chefs will pick up a spoon and taste things and they can tell you what's in it. I can hear those things. This is not a woman doing this voice. I'm willing to bet money. Somebody prove me wrong, please. But I'm telling you this is not a woman doing the voice. And I'm going to go on so far as to say it's not a black woman. And I don't believe in the African-American shit either because nobody was born in Africa and brought here. So, no. I've always hated that terminology. I hate it. Yeah, African-American. I don't believe in that. I don't care about being politically correct. It's not right. Anyway.
Most of them, you're like, okay, so where in Africa are you from?
I'm a mishmash. I'd have to cut some pieces out and do some DNA analysis.
Right.
And go over. Okay.
Hell, I might be from Africa. I might be not myself.
My toe is from Uganda. And my toenail is from Nigeria. Right, this part right here. No.
So, oh, and I believe my little finger is from Kenya.
There you go. No, it's my leg. That's my upper right side because it's real shapely. You know, people from Kenya are supposed to run really fast. So it's right there, that part. And it kind of resembles our president who's supposed to be from Kenya. So right there is where I resemble Obama, right in the right side. Y'all should see my answer from my leg. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I love y'all.
We are so good to get some hate mail about this show. Just so you know.
What? Let them send us hate mail. Let them send it.
I like hate mail. But I'm not understanding why. I don't understand where they went wrong. The only thing I can come to the conclusion of is that they're in Montreal. That might have been the factor.
Maybe.
It might have been since they don't have any. What it seemed like to me is they didn't have any real anybody there who actually lived in America, who actually lived in the South to catch on to the
accent,
the dialect. Because if you don't and all you're exposed to is what you see on TV, yeah, you're going to get some vicious stereotypes. And that's all that is on TV because that's what sells. That's what people pay to see. You know, they don't want to watch TV. Well, for the most part, they don't want to watch TV and see normal people. That's not the point of TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... And if they're saying that they're supposed to portray, quote, real people and real demographics, honey, you totally missed the target. You overshot by like 400 miles.
That's a lot of ways to be overshooting.
Well, see, I thought the first thing I thought of was there's a movie that came out in the 90s that starred Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, mm-hmm. and a couple of other actors, and it's all black cast, and none of them were from the South, I think except one guy. And he sounds kind of normal speaking, you know, because the movie was filmed here in Houston. Jada Pinkett Smith's accent, when she was trying to sound Southern, she sounded like this, mm-hmm. what's going on in this game. Whereas when she speaks normally, when I hear her speaking to her husband, she actually sounds more like we actually do here in the South. And I've seen on the Escapist forums, one guy was like, well, I live in Alabama, and I hear people that sound like that every day. Honey, my grandma is way older than all of us put together and from the backwoods of Alabama, and she does not sound like this at all. And I will tell you there are some words she cannot pronounce. Period. And that's just upbringing. She cannot pronounce straight, street, straw. Any word that has the S-T-S-C-S-A, she cannot pronounce it properly. And we tease her about this. She's over it. So if she's listening, she's not going to cut me. But this is normal for her region. All of my cousins that actually grew up there have the same issue. They can't pronounce the words because they've heard them wrong all their life. It's kind of hard to switch that off.
Mm-hmm.
But this crap that I'm hearing in the game, I've never heard that. And I have family all over the South.
For those of you who are not listening or watching the video, the greeting goes something like this. Shit. If it ain't the captain himself.
No, it ain't his. It's himself.
Himself. That's what I said. Himself. It's not himself. It's himself. H-I-S-S-E-L-F. Himself.
That's not even 70s. That's not even 70s. It's way.
It really is not. It really takes me back to all of the stereotypes you see, like in Gone with the Wind and the slave freaking out and talking in that horrible accent. I mean, really, Master gonna come with the whip. We gonna get in trouble. Master gonna beat us. I mean,
you know who did a very good Southern accent? Who's not from here? Who is actually an African American? Thandie Newton, when she was in Interview with the Vampire, did a very, very good New Orleans Southern accent for the time period.
Yeah.
Perfect. If they were gonna pick somebody that they didn't want to get an American, she did it perfect. She's very good at accents, and I know she knows the difference because she also played in that Oprah Winfrey movie, Beloved, which was a horrible movie. But she did a horrible accent in that one, but she did the perfect one in Interview with the Vampire. So I'm not understanding. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You guys know I love me some Rockstar. Rockstar, when they did GTA, they have every accent, every dialect perfect. Absolutely perfect. I was laughing way too hard to be offended. I'm not offended by this. I just find it ironic that the first time somebody decides to, well, I don't think they meant to feature her this much, but she just stood out because she's horrible. But first time they give us a character, a female character, an African-American one, if you need to be PC, black woman, and she sounds like she needs to be leading slaves to the North. Y'all, come on, here this way. We's going to the North. Well, Master can't hit us.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Shut your mouth.
Master at GameOfNatrix.com.
The views of Snow White. GameOfNatrix. Or gender are not necessarily the views of Gamer Girls Radio, although they are.
Oh, what was it? We were on air the other morning, and Snow White breaks in with that. I was bitching about hacking.
Oh, you were condoning hacking, and I'm like, nope,
yeah,
we're not going there.
I was condoning hacking, that's right. I was condoning hacking for once.
And I was like, nope. The views of gender do not necessarily represent the views of GameOfNatrix.com or Gamer Girls Radio.
That's hot. See, you keep using that voice, so.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm reading some of these comments from Escapist Forum. Somebody's actually saying, explaining why she speaks the way she does. And, no, honey, no.
You know, I read a little bit on that. I read a few of the comics, and I'm like, oh, well, she's supposed to be, you know, somebody who actually moved from the South up to Detroit because the South was obliterated or whatever. Whatever, dude, I'm sorry. I don't know anybody in the South who talks like that for real.
No, day and age, and it would. Okay, speaking. Let's speak education. Educated like in things.
Educated.
Educated like in things.
Educated.
Okay. So as time has gone on, we all spoke horribly. If we went back 100, 200 years, there's some words that people were like, "What the hell are you saying?" I find it hard to believe that if we were going into the future, even if things got to be terrible, that people would forget how to speak. There's people that cannot speak their lives, but they can speak properly.
Okay. Now, forget how to speak some words, yes.
Yes.
But
if they didn't
evolve, to de-evolve into a dialect or an accent that is that bad, that's not even prevalent in this day and age, much less in the future.
Yes.
Okay?
This is very true.
Because that's what it's de-evolving. The English language was de-evolving, and my IQ dropped about 10 points watching that video.
We can hear the whole Southern accent coming out now too. It's kind of hot.
Mine? Oh dear.
We'll see. Now, we'll see if they had gotten Snow to do the voice. We'd all be good.
Yeah.
No, I do better, Scarlett O'Hara.
But that's at least closer to this time period. At least.
That's true.
Not understanding. Now, the game that I always forget, where we had another black woman, Urban Chaos. I think she's a little foul mouthed. If you haven't played the game, please don't. If you go get it, don't play it around any kids. Really, it is. If it was a movie, it'd be rated X or something because of the language. But even that lady, her accent was more Southern than this, and there was none of this. I's be doing this, and that's what was bothering me is I's. Did we type in we were talking earlier? Something that she said that really stood out.
Oh, let me scroll up. That I was like, really? Really? Oh, I be's here, Captain.
Oh,
I be's here, Captain.
No. Just no. Y'all are killing me.
Mm-hmm. I be's here. Mm-hmm. Go on now.
Now, the irony is, while a lot of people are complaining that, certain groups are just looking to pick out racism. Honestly, if there were certain groups that were looking to pick out racism, you would have seen Quano X on the TV bright and early this morning complaining that the game is racist. But as it is, Quano X does not know how to operate a cell phone, computer, or console. Can barely tie his bow tie. And you can tell him I said so. I'll tell him I said so. I know where he lives. He lives here. So he's not, trust me, nobody's stepping forward. It's just bad. It's just bad. It's
really. And it's not even that it's really racist. I mean, it is racist, but that's not the whole point. The point is, it really is just bad.
I don't think they set out to be racist. I'm just amazed that they didn't realize what this would look like. Kind of the same thing that happened when I went to IKEA. Did I tell the girls? But did I tell you about what happened when I went to IKEA?
No. This is a whole new story. What happened when you went to IKEA?
I went to IKEA. Y'all know that's my favorite place on all the earth. I went there to have dinner. I had
with them hot dogs. I remember you telling me about them.
Yeah, well, we didn't have the hot dogs. They had another special. It was $2.99 and kids eat free. So I had my two little cousins and my big cousin's silk dress. And we decided we were going to let them play for blinds because I need blinds. And we go up to this girl, little blonde girl, who didn't want to come over and speak to us. So my little cousin's yelling, hey, hello, we're here. We need to come in and play. And the girl was just looking at them like she didn't see them. And finally she decided to get up when I looked over. And she came over and she says, you're in the back. You need to come around to the front. So we start around to the front, and just as we're halfway around the front of this little enclosure, she runs out and says, we don't have room for you.
Oh,
wait. That enough alone was like, okay. She said, there's only one of us here. I'm looking in. I see three people standing in there, all little blonde girls. So we go around to the front, and we see this little blonde mommy signing in her two little blonde children. So I went and got the manager. I says, I honestly believe that possibly what she was saying is true. She didn't have the room, and maybe by the time we made it around, someone left, or that one of her coworkers left. I said, but I'm going to tell you, what this looks like, don't you? And that's what the problem with this game. You know what it looks like.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to stand back and say, should we do this? Because you know what it's going to look like. And if you cannot be that objective, then you need to just go ahead and find just acceptable regional dialect. One guy saying he said, I didn't find it offensive when they had bad Asian accents. Well, not saying you should have found it offensive, but you probably should say something, yes.
Yes.
I'm not Asian. I don't know when it's a bad Asian accent. I don't speak Mandarin, Chinese, Japanese, any of it. I'd like to.
Mm-hmm. So I would love to. But I don't get offended when I hear them do really bad redneck accents. And
but you're not a redneck.
Well, see, let me take my family is. I'll just go ahead and tell you straight up.
Yeah.
My dad drives an 18-wheeler. He's got like 7 acres of land. He's got 3 tractors. He has goats in his backyard. He's
hey! Is he single?
Huh?
Ginger says, hey, because she's got goats in her backyard.
I do have.
You're a redneck, Ginger. Hate to tell you.
I am.
And my dad's family is even more of a redneck than he is. So I've got redneck roots. But I don't get offended when I hear that accent, but I can still recognize that it's bad to push that stereotype onto people. Because really, when people think of the South, they really do think of some backwater person with, like, missing teeth and a piece of hay hanging out their mouth and marrying their cousin and or their sister. And, you know, and y'all ain't from around here, are you? Mm-hmm. That's what they think of.
I reckon you ought to go down there and turn right by that goat. And then make a left by them two cows down.
Exactly, and take a ride at the curve right there, and you gonna see the post office. You just go straight on down the post office, and you know you're gonna take a left pretty soon after the Walmart. Mm-hmm. And then there's only one red light in the town, so when you pass that red light, you done gone too far.
You forgot the Piggly Wiggly girl. You forgot the
Piggly. Oh, my bad. Well, it's by low where I'm from, so
we're high class.
We got a by low.
We lived in a town small enough that we didn't even have a red light. We had a flashing yellow light.
Oh, I love those.
Honey, you're a redneck.
I don't live there now, but that's where I spent a good amount of my childhood.
I love the flashing yellow light. You don't know if you should drive through or stop.
You're like...
I drove past there last time I was down there, and they've actually got an overpass now.
Ooh!
I know. I was like, ooh! Still not a red light, but they got an overpass.
Moving on up.
wrong city. Wrong city. Oh, and they also have a truck stop now.
Jay Duke said, "Don't try, dude." I love the Piggly Wiggly.
Never been inside a Piggly Wiggly, thank God.
I haven't either. But
okay, you know what? We are so off topic. Let me steer us back on the game.
All right. I was about to say, if you guys are going to be making a game, I would love to see a game
that's really based off of a small town. And I keep going back to Rockstar because they always get it right. Notice there was none of this going on with Rockstar. Nobody was complaining. I especially did to the Step Up movies. he says, you're not dancing right. Well, how am I supposed to dance? Like you're humping a goat and walking a tightrope at the same time, boy. You don't know. That's how we used to do it in my day. And I was not. I love it.
That's always funny, actually.
It's hilarious because it's stuff that's going on while you're driving. Just little tidbits. I love the game. I keep trying to get you two to play. It's not all about the violence and the hooker killing.
They're a hooker. Okay. Okay, here's the thing.
It's not all about the hooker killing.
Oh, my God.
Another comparison, okay? Rockstar and the last GTA, we had hookers that were from the upper echelon side of town, and unfortunately all the hookers and the other... you know, of the darker and Latina variety. And, of course, they accent, mm-hmm, baby, what you want. But none of it, it's normal. It is normal dialect. It's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was not like, oh, are they making fun of black people? No, that's pretty much normal if you were living in the bad side of town and you were a hooker. That's probably what you'd sound like. Okay, I could deal with that. So why here in the future?
Have you got a runaway slave digging around trash in Detroit?
She's digging through the trash trying to find out if somebody left her a clue for the Underground Railroad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Let me see if they's done left a piece of paper up in here. So I know where to take the slaves tomorrow.
Oh, God, we're so going to get in trouble.
I do not care. You know how we roll here at Gamer Girls Radio. We look for trouble. Bring it!
Throwing up a gang sign. That's right.
I'll do it.
GGR!
Follow Corey. She'll lead us to freedom.
at the game section at some store. That's where freedom is. I think I'm going to go in tomorrow and chain myself to the game's case and say, I'm protesting the civil day you said.
Oh, no.
Equal rights. For what? I don't know. Just something.
You know, don't throw me out. Like.
Y'all are killing me.
They're gonna throw me out. You know when I'm not wearing my wigs, I'm racially ambiguous. Be like, why is that little girl? Why is that little Mexican girl sitting down there protesting? Are you even black? Yes.
Didn't somebody call you Hispanic when I was there?
I don't know, but I know every time I open my door, everybody always thinks I'm Mexican. I don't know what it is. When I went to see Colombiana last week, I was leaving, Discúlpame. I was like, no, I am not Mexican. I am not Mexican. And it's really bad when I'm with Danger, because you know Danger looks Mexican, right? Danger yeah. looks straight up like she just...
She looks Cuban to me, actually. She's pretty hot.
She does.
I'm going to need pictures.
They're going to walk up. Why is a little Mexican? There's a Mexican chick chained to the case over there in the game section. And they're going to send the interpreter over. Señorita. No, I don't speak Spanish. No.
Escúchame.
Is escuche? I thought it was discúlpame. Discúlpame.
No. Escuche means to listen, so escúchame.
And I'm going to start screaming, covering my ears. La, 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 no comprende. No comprende. Yo no tengo esta señora. No. No, yeah.
¿Dónde es biblioteca?
I need to be quiet because my neighbor's going to come over and bang on the window. Who is Latin? Hey, girl, do you like the Kolache Factory I bring you every week? You better shut up. My neighbor is so sweet. He does. He brings me Kolache Factory every week. That's why I keep gaining.
Noah, how about them games? We're off topic again.
Well, I don't really have anything about a game. Well, all right. It's sort of about games.
She says sort of.
Umatilla, Florida police chief suspended for playing games.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Wait. So he was playing games on duty?
Yes, apparently.
What game was he playing? Was it at least worth it?
I don't know. Let me see. Police found himself in hot water this week over playing video games on the only computer in the office. See, had there been two computers and he could share the computer with people, they wouldn't be mad. But no, he was hogging a computer. You know that's why they're mad.
Mm. You can't be hogging computers, dude.
No. He made his staff run personal errands, took away officers' shotguns, neglected department vehicles, and required officers to submit a list of medication they were taking.
Okay, that's why he got suspended. It was not just because of the game.
Yeah, he was doing a bad job. You're not protecting and serving. And virtual people don't count.
He says he only played games during his lunch break and after business hours.
Oh, my God. And only asked the sergeant to pick up a tenant's rent.
So you hang around the police department before and after and during lunch just to play games? Do you not have a computer at home or something?
Well, I would do that, but it was to play with my coworkers because they didn't have computers at home. And
that's
our
dedication right there.
Yeah, so we would have tournaments, Bejeweled tournaments. I told y'all it would get ugly. There was people throwing money on the floor like we were playing dice. Bitch, I got $20. Says I'm gonna beat you in the next round. What?
Really? That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
See, no, when I worked out in the quote unquote real world, no, I always had crappy coworkers.
Me too. What is with that?
How did she get the cool workers?
Because I brought them around to the dark side.
My last job as a teacher, not...
The only dark side I wanted to bring him around to was wrapped up inside
Corey,
a blanket
Corey
and thrown in the river.
Corey is the dark side. Corey is the dark side.
That's right.
Corey is so awesome.
She's sexual chocolate.
I have caramel, thank you.
Oh, my God. What was it you told me some guy asked if you liked white chocolate?
Oh, that was some guy on Facebook last year. That is... Hands down, the strangest message I've ever got. And I get some strange ones. Hey, damn, girl. You show is fine. You like white chocolate? What? And did you really type out? Yes. And did he really type out, you show is, S-H-O apostrophe, is fine. Do you like white chocolate? Fine. You show is fine. He typed out the word, you show. And I said, what? And he says, oh, I'm sorry, wrong profile. Really? Didn't realize when you clicked on my name that you were clicking on the wrong person. I look like somebody you know. Well, thank you, I think. Fucking weirdo.
He was probably being a troll, because, you know, trolls are like that.
Well, it's still not as bad as my nephew who thought I was hitting on him. He didn't realize who I was, yeah.
Wait. Back up. Hold on. Your nephew?
Okay, we can talk about this after the show. What other games do we have?
Yep. Sony, PSN doing better after security breach.
Okay, see, I just read that, and that's a bunch of bull malarkey right there. You know, you can once you burn somebody like that, and your information is stolen, it's going to take a long time for people to be like, yeah, we trust you now.
Who's talking about PlayStation?
Yeah, I'm not going to trust them anytime soon. No.
They gave me free games. They're good in my book. I got an Infamous.
They didn't give me shit, so they're not good in my book.
I got me a Little Big Planet and an Infamous out of the deal, so I'm good.
Sackboy!
Sackboy. Mine is a sack girl, and she has a big orange G on her eye.
I had somebody ask me in Second Life. I have a Sackboy backpack. Somebody asked me, who is that? What is that? And I was like, Sackboy from Little Big Planet. They're like, oh, my God, I love that game. But you don't know who this is on my back?
Faker!
That's exactly what I was saying. Like, you liar.
Faker.
You fake, you fraud.
And so how are they doing? How are they supposedly doing better?
They said that they upped their security and that everything is the chance of them having another attack is slim to none. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, no, in other words, they went back and they begged everybody back that they had just fired right before they got hacked.
Yeah, basically.
And they gave me free games. That's how they got me.
They haven't given me shit.
I'm still not paying.
Square Enix hasn't even given me shit. All the crap that they've done to me. They broke my heart.
You broke my
heart. How did they break your heart?
Did you tell them, I know it was you, Square Enix.
Ginger doesn't know the story. Ginger does not know the story.
I do not know the story. Oh, what did they do?
Run for your life.
My birthday present. Okay?
Oh, wait. I do, too. That was a horrible game.
I got to pick me a swig of
horrible
water.
Horrible game.
Mm.
Collector's Edition Final Fantasy 14. I was super excited.
Shit.
It was horrible. And I tried. Don't get me wrong. I tried. Okay?
That
was my only birthday present because that thing was expensive.
Now, to jump tracks again, speaking of games, either of you ever played Elder Scrolls?
Yes.
No.
Ginger, we got to get you into the MMO.
RPG
sphere. We got to get you into the RPG. I got to admit, I'm scared of Elder Scrolls because it's so big. However,
yeah, there's a lot to
it's
do.
It's like playing an MMORPG by yourself.
Yeah.
Bethesda has come out and said, people are asking, when will we get an Elder Scrolls MMO? And they said, never. Not ever. They said that. Remember when we were talking about this? Is kind of part of what they were saying this morning when they were saying they're not interested in doing social games either, because they're not about the following the trend. They want the trend to follow them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. They're not going to be doing anything on Facebook or anything like that. And it said Elder Scrolls will never be an MMO because it would ruin the experience. I have to agree. It is overwhelming the first time you play when you realize that there's an entire persistent world and it's just you in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody else. Nobody's going to come and steal your kill. Nobody's going to come help you either because I'm telling you.
Some of that you need help on. Some of it's really hard.
Yes, because I got my ass whooped by somebody. I don't even know why they were kicking my ass. I think I touched their campfire or something and they just walked up and they were like, oh, you want to walk? Bam, bitch. What are you talking about?
You know, take fire.
So they were yelling something at me. All I know, I was trying to get on my horse.
What that was from now, but
I was trying to get on my horse and trying to get away. They were chasing the horse, and I love it. I love it. I actually wish MMOs were more like Elder Scrolls. Part of the reason why sometimes I switch back and forth is I'm trying to get that fix between the two than Elder Scrolls because. Nobody forgets you. If you steal something, when you come back, they remember you.
And they're like, oh, no, bitch. Uh-uh. We ain't having all this.
Yes, if you ever stole something from that store in the city, I think I stole an apple. It was an accident. And so I ran, and I got out of the city, and I came back a few days later. And I want to say the game persists even when you're not playing. You know, the time progresses. And I came back a few days later, and as soon as I walked through the door, that old man pulled out the sword. Chink! Thief! And I was like, oh, shit!
Blood running everywhere.
Cram! And then next thing you know, you're in jail.
Damn it.
I tried to... Did you ever get to break out of jail? I never could break out of jail. I kept trying.
I tried, but I never could either.
That was... Once you were in jail, your ass was in jail. Pay the fine or stay in here.
One thing is kind of making me sad, though. Like, I'm looking for... My first MMO was Final Fantasy XI. For those of you that don't know, I talk about it all the time because I love that game. And I've been looking for another game... to give me that satisfaction of playing. And that's the only game that I've ever played that I actually did as much as I could in because the story was interesting, the gameplay was fun. Maybe it was because I had real-life friends in my link shell, which is like a guild. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But I cannot find another game to give me that kind of satisfaction in playing it. And I have played, God, you name it, I have probably played it. I'm not even kidding. And right now I got back into WoW just to, you know, whatever, to play. And my little shaman, she was level 29 a day ago. Now she's 36.
That's because you and Ginger play hard. I don't play that hard.
No, I don't, dude. Like, I log on for a couple hours, like, I'm done. And I log off again. And then the next thing I know, I look at my little experience bar, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm level 36 already?
Yeah, like that. It's because WoW is so flipping dumbed down at this point.
Well, it was always
dumbed down.
It really is. It was always dumbed down for me, because you remember where I came from. It was always, I was like, I can't, this is not even...
See, but I totally feel you on looking for an MMO, looking for a game that'll hold you. Dark Age of Camelot was mine, and I've not found anything since then.
So I think that's the last one that I played. Well, I think City of Heroes was good at first. I think they've added too much trying to keep up with other people. At first, it was really, really good. I love the whole, you know, running in to save people. The first, okay, put it this way, the feeling of satisfaction, the first time you save somebody, you see them getting mugged. Mm-hmm. And they run and they chase you down, and they're like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and you get your experience points. You do feel good. But after the 80th time of doing it, you're like, lady, you know what? I'm just going to let them take your purse. Go ahead. You don't want to walk around. just give it. I don't really feel like saving you. Just go.
Move. Just bend over and grab your ankle. It's a nine. I can say that, right?
Now, see, Jay is saying you get into the right group, and I've had those are always fun. But the game, like when I wow, it was just I didn't get pulled in at all. And I had a group of friends that probably Jay is probably right before I met you, Jay, you and C and all of y'all right before. So I always have a gang I roll with, but I did not get pulled in at all. I was and this to them WoW was the new thing. They'd never played. These other games were naming off, so I was not. I just didn't get pulled in. Nothing about it drew me in. I didn't even get angry about anything. I remember very vividly is running alongside a fence. That's it.
Pretty sad.
And any other game, I got stories. I got, you know, Dark Age of Camelot, my friend getting hit in the head, which still cracks me up to this day. I'm trying not to laugh now.
I mean, because I didn't go in and play with, like, a whole bunch of people that I knew. I mean, hell, when I started at that point, I knew nobody who played MMOs. It was me. Mm-hmm. And I made friends there, and, hell, I ended up running a guild. I got to the point where I ran one of the raid groups for the server. But I loved it. I was so addicted to it. I could do all the quests. I didn't have really all that many quests in Dark Age of Camelot at that point. Their quests
No, there wasn't. Sucked. You remember when all the spells looked the same when you did the magic?
Yes.
And you didn't know what the hell you were casting. You're like, oh, shit, wrong one.
Now, I usually had that turned down just so I wouldn't lag. And did not spells because that would just lag your ass out.
Whatever, all the same.
But, I mean, yeah, and I have now installed EverQuest 2 onto my computer again.
Mm. Oh, my God, I was thinking about playing that the other day.
So was I, because they're offering free time to come back.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly what I was like, okay.
A friend of mine from Second Life actually plays it, and he was like, come play. So
I think I'm all disillusioned with MMOs, with the exception of Fallen Earth. I do love my Fallen Earth, but I can't, mm-hmm. Well, we've been busy, so I can't even.
If they would fix the social aspect of Fallen Earth, I think Fallen Earth would do much better.
Yeah, because it's a little broken. APB is good, but I don't think my video card is barely hanging on to do APB, and I think that one's really, really, really a good one. Provided they don't screw it up with adding stuff. And
Vindictus is so much fun, J. Dukes.
What's Vindictus?
Really like. Vindictus is the most awesome kick-ass game.
You just like it because you curb stomp people.
Yeah, man. You can just grab mobs and just bang them into shit. Oh, you can tear up the world around you. Oh, it's... Oh. If you like this is a game for you.
That sounds like what they had in COH, but they, you know, I'm gonna tell you when I lost love for COH. Probably the first day they released City of Villains, and you all may or may not, well, you guys know this, but people listening may not. But of course, we get a lot of news, but usually when we tell you we're following the games, sometimes we are following them to the letter. So I was paying attention. I don't like when you make promises to me and you don't deliver. Not only do you not deliver, but you don't even say why. So they released City of Villains, and I really was getting into it before they opened up the closed beta. And they were like, you're going to be able to go into the you know, hero city and attack the heroes. And I had the vision in my head. I was just, I had this big, tall Amazon named Myopic, and I was going over there, and I was going to fuck some people up. I had names. I kid you not, I had a list. These bitches right here are going down first. And they released it, and the worlds were not connected. You couldn't go on the other side, period. And I said, why can I not go? Well, the programming, I don't want to hear any of that, because all you had to do was just load me over there and say, do damage. I want
to. Yeah, and it's amazing because every other game has no problem in allowing you to go to the opposite side's area.
Mm-hmm. And they
so why was it not like that with COH?
You can now, but it took years before they got us there, and they promised that at the beginning. When they released COH, they said, you know, we're going to be doing a villains version, and you're going to be able to interact. And I'm telling you, I kid you not, I had me a list. It was some bitches I just flat out did not like. Every few passed by me and you looked at me funny, I was like, you going on my fucking list. As soon as this, write your name down. As soon as we go over here, I'm going to fuck you up. And then I couldn't. I was like, oh, God, boring.
I think, you know what? Actually, I just had a revelation sitting here thinking about things. What? I think I understand why MMOs are not as immersive to me anymore. It's not really about the game to me.
No.
Because if I get with a group of people, then it's cool. I can handle it, you know? But if I don't have a group of people and I'm actually paying attention to everyone else in the game, I realize just how fucktarded they really are.
Oh, my God, yes.
The people in WoW, I turn off all of the chat channels just because they annoy me so much. They're a bunch of trolls. They're a bunch of just immature little brats who really need to get the fuck off the computer and go sit in a corner and time out. Because, I mean,
this is why me and Snow can't play WoW together, because I'm one of those trolls.
It's funny when the troll is with you and they're your friend. Otherwise, it's not.
No, it's not. I don't even like that, dude.
I'll laugh if I pick somebody for her to annoy. You put it that way. You know, Ginger Girl, get him. I agree with you. I think I remember that back when Dark Ages of Camelot was out, they had a server. They were like, on this server, you do whatever the hell you want, but this server, if we catch you speaking out of character, we'll kick you off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it's not, and all the RP servers that I've ever been on in any other game, it's not like that.
No, because they don't enforce it. And I think they should, because you know what? I think as time has gone on, as we start getting more away from that, we have more mishaps and shit happening, people coming up missing, because people are, you know, they're feeling too familiar. I like the fact that maybe I think you are an elf over there. Maybe you are. And we will speak about elven things, because I'm telling you, in EverQuest, I was so immersive. If I was an elf, you remember the scrolls? If I didn't have an English-speaking scroll, and you could speak to me in English all you want, I was speaking back to you in Elvish. I had an English scroll, I'm speaking to you. Why are you speaking? Because I'm an elf. That's what I speak. And then they catch on, and they'd be like, okay, we go back and forth. Let me get my scroll out. I like that immersion, and I wish the companies would go back to enforcing that, because that leaves less option for kids to be getting in trouble.
So now, Ginger, let me clarify what I mean by trolling. I don't mean like PvP-wise or anything like that. I mean the kids who get on the chat channels and just say some of the most obnoxious crap.
That's the exact kind of trolling I was talking about.
Oh, honey, we can't play together then. No, we can't play together then. I don't know. I'll be like, oh, hell, we're done. I'm leaving.
Well, you know, we're still getting Ginger acclimated to role play. That's where that comes
from. Yeah, maybe that's where my mindset comes from.
Because, you know, yeah, we're from back in the role play era when you pretended and it was fun. And some people are like, that's weird. You don't find it weird when you were watching Lord of the Rings and you were watching the little guy with the elven ears and the fake blonde hair. You didn't find it weird watching him.
No, he was hot.
God, yes, he was.
You get confused when you see them in person. Where's your ears?
Can you just put the blonde wig back? I don't even like blondes, but can you put the blonde wig back on?
He was hot with it. But I'm like, if you don't find it weird seeing actors doing it, then why would you find it weird for you to do it? Yes, they're getting paid, and you're just
having fun. Damn, now I want to watch Lord of the Rings.
It's on right now, by the way.
I have it on DVD. I'll watch it later.
Let's both watch it. we'll sync it up.
Yeah, boy.
I'll pause mine while you put yours on. Excuse me. I used to do that with my friend. I don't know if it was one of us didn't have cable. I think it was her or me, but we, whenever it would come on, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to sync mine to yours so we can watch it together on the phone.
That is cute.
Yes, out of order. Out of order.
Dude, I almost typed in the wrong chat. Oh, boy.
You. I saw you. Watch it. Watch it now. Watch it. Yes, we got 5 minutes. We know. Uh-huh. We got 5 minutes. We know. We know what time it is.
Because my timer on my chat, my studio is wrong.
Of course it's wrong. It stays wrong.
I know. It's really upsetting me. I don't understand that.
Because it says we have 5 minutes, and then the other one says 4 on my clock. So, yeah.
Today I want an immersive game. I miss that. I want a game that's going to pull me in and make me do 10.
Troll, don't even start. You were the one who broke the immersion, troll.
You're the one who stopped it.
I fucking loved Dark Age of Camelot. And I've tried to go back. I've tried to recapture it. I have.
Can't.
In FF11, I was a Mithra. And my boyfriend was Elvon, okay? And we were like, and we were the characters. And it was all, Mercy, Yvonne, if you're out there, hi, honey.
Hi.
It's Sebastia. Hello. Okay.
Oh, damn. She spoke language.
You did say that's hot.
You know, a little brrr, okay. what was I saying? Oh, yes. Anyway, I had a boyfriend. He was Elvon. And, you know, it was like this big scandal with a Mithra and an Elvon. But it was fun, and I missed that. I missed the funness of it. And I miss being with a group of people that you knew were solid. And actually, I had that for a little while. And, wow, I was on one server with some friends from Second Life. And there were three of us. One was a tank, one was DPS, and I was a healer. And we rocked it. I mean, we three-manned a couple of dungeons that were supposed to have groups. We three-manned it, you know? And I mean, and I miss that. I miss having solid people to play with regularly. I miss the immersion. You know, I miss experiencing things with people in MMOs. Instead, now I get in there, and it's like, even if you do the random dungeons, it's like a toss-up. That's why it's called random. But you get in a random group, and you don't know if your people are going to be smart. You don't know if they're going to be stupid. I mean, there was one girl earlier who was a hunter.
You're only going to see them for like 5 minutes, and then the dungeon is gone.
I don't care. That's not the point. The point is it happens over and over again.
This is very, very true.
That
very,
is exactly
very
why
horribly
people got
true.
The speech in COH. DPS, if you want to call it, for other things. If my healer dies, fuck all of y'all. When I teleport, you better be near me or that's your ass. And if I die, I'm leaving all you bitches. Bye. Now let's play. So that's how I roll. But I get what you're saying. I miss the immersion. I think the last time I actually had a group of girls that I had, they first opened the Croatoa area. If you don't know what Croatoa is, go look it up. Some of you that are too young, it's from history. The village that disappeared, and what was it, 1600s? That whole city that disappeared here. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The settlement.
Yeah.
Croatoa.
Okay.
So they opened an area dedicated to that. It was supposed to be the lost world of Croatoa. Everything there is magic, and it's my favorite area. I spent so much time in there, even after I had surpassed it in level. But it's one of the hardest areas, too, once it loads. And their dungeons are not the type of dungeons you guys play with. It's a whole big open area that goes on as far as you can see.
Yep.
So you get in there, and we're playing, and all of us were, you know, magical characters. We were pretending to be witches. Mine was my Storm, of course, which is, you know, a.k.a. Weather Witch, for those of you who read comic books. So we'd run through, and they'd get killed, and I'd run out and go, you know, goddess, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're having a fantastic time. As soon as we got out, crazy people. Somebody had to go to sleep, and we pulled some. What's wrong with y'all? Okay, you got to go. You have to go. We are role-playing. We are having a good time. And I was on voice with my friend. We are cracking up laughing because it is just hilarious. And that's what makes it fun. I think people miss the whole fun of playing an MMO and being another character is escapism. That's why you're playing, is to be able to escape. I am, you know, corporate lawyer by day, 5 days a week. I want to go be an elf, and I want to completely immerse in it. Now, see, and on that end, I do get people who play furry characters that say they want to be a cat. I get it on that end. Unnerve me when I see you. Just stay away. I don't fuck with furry.
You guys are all right with me. I understand. I don't want to partake, but I understand.
There was a dog licking me earlier, by the way. Somebody who wolf dog avatar. And I said, you know what? I don't like dogs that way. I only like humans. Get off my hands.
Anyway, so on that note, is it time to go?
It's about that time.
It is about that time.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to send our Deus Ex
thing. The link? You already put it in the chat room.
No, I meant earlier when I was trying to Twitter. See, I told y'all I had a short attention span. It's time to roll out.
All right, rolling out.
Get that music. Do you got something?
It's playing.
You got it?
There we go.
All right, y'all, favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't, so you know that'll be good.
When you tried to kill me twice. Oh, how we laughed and laughed, except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom.